We go with to our reporter on Parliament Hill, Cormac McSweeney. First of all, Cormac, busy day for you. Nice of you to join us.
No problem at all.
And let's start with this. What has been the reaction to the debate where you are in Ottawa?
Well, so far, it looks like it was an even matchup for a lot of this, but we did notice that Stephen Harper was on the defensive most of this debate. The offensive that he gave on this was what we've heard from Stephen Harper most of the time, and that is the coalition. The big question going into this was whether Harper could accurately defend himself or confidently defend himself, and it seems like he did defend himself quite well, at least giving reasoned, well-thought-out answers to all the attacks that he faced. Michael Ignatieff really needed to hammer home and really needed to put Harper in a hot spot, but it doesn't seem like that worked, and Ignatieff definitely tried. He threw a lot of barbs and attacks at Harper, but it doesn't seem that there was that knockout punch that everyone was waiting for.
Did you see a clear winner? Have you got a winner?
It's hard to say at this point. I don't think there really is a clear winner in this. I think Harper did what he needed to do. So if we were going to judge it by that sense, then Harper did really just fend off and deflect a lot of the attacks. Jack Layton did rather well, and he did what strategists said that he needed to do as well, which was try and make a difference between him and Michael Ignatieff, and he spent a lot of time focusing both on Harper and Ignatieff, attacking both evenly. Up until this point in the campaign, Layton has been criticized a little bit for not focusing a lot on Ignatieff. He targeted Ignatieff's attendance in the House of Commons, saying, you know, if you want to try and get a promotion, you got to show up for work.
Almost all the verbal barbs were aimed at Harper, as you mentioned. Do you feel that was effective by the other three leaders?
Well, it was expected as to what was going to happen. The question was whether Harper could accurately defend himself in front of all of this barrage of attacks. And he did what we expected him to do, and what strategists say he needed to do, which is just remain calm, remain confident with your answers, and explain things, and try and get that explanation across in a way that Canadians can understand. And Mr. Harper did that. The other parties definitely tried their hardest to try and pin him down. But at the same time, public perception is everything. And if somebody tuned in and just saw attack after attack after attack on Mr. Harper, then that might be a bad thing for the Prime Minister. But then again, only time will tell, as the polls will come out over the next few days to say what Canadians' reaction is to this debate.
Once again, that's our Parliament Hill reporter, Cormac McSweeney from Ottawa. Cormac, thank you very much for taking time out to join us tonight.
No problem.
So we want to